Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for holding on as we continue our broadcast today. Our thoughts on the election nightmare. I believe we have Joseph on the line. Go over with the question and the comment, please.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead with your question.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, it seems to me that current news and political discussions reek of subjective bias. A new member of the political arena is the biased medical establishment. In my opinion, all this toxic bias is leading to systemic failure in America. Government and medical authorities are essentially driving the American economy to a collapse, and it's just the economic suicide to shut down small businesses. Some people in my social circles seem to say, my mind is made up, I don't want to hear any facts. Well, I was going to add a theological point. If America does collapse, could this be why America is not found in the prophecies of the book of Revelations?
Absolutely. In fact, if you'll hang on, let's have some dialogue and discussion on that.
Sure.
Number one, you're exactly right. America is not mentioned in the prophetic eschatological text for the last days before the end of time, before the rapture of the church and the millennial reign after the 7 years of tribulation. We're not mentioned in there. So you must ask the question. It begs to be asked and demands an answer. And we don't have an exact answer other than the fact that it's not there. So, yes, I believe progressively we've been watching the hand of God judging America as a nation because of the sin of turning our backs on God, of banning the Bible, banning the name Jesus Christ, and allowing the socialist, Marxist, communist to come in and to take over our educational system and the whole system of American society. Now, going back to a rudimentary thought that you had in your earlier postulation of a question, our entire medical association, as well as the political, apparatus, have all been seemingly working together. Now, I don't mean they've had collective meetings. I don't believe they've had telephone conference calls to make the determination of what they're doing in that realm. But I believe that it is as a result of the fact that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and wickedness. The scripture says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It is a demonic delusion that's gone out. And a good example of that, right now, the whole medical apparatus is saying that, they're following the white jackets of Dr. Tedros, the WHO. They're listening to the white jacket, the guru of Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx. And they're all moving the, if you please, the goalpost on a daily basis almost. They're changing and redirecting. It's got the whole nation in a state of consternation, complexity, concern, and hysteria. And as a nation operating in fear, it's an impossibility to make right choices and decisions. In fact, one person said when a person lives in fear, they make irrational decisions. And some of those irrational decisions are being made today out of fear. And I don't know if you noticed some of the national news this morning on early television. I watched on, I believe it was Fox Business, where they had one of the reporters in some of the airports in New York and D.C. and pointing out the fact that there's a new online COVID pass that you can have on your telephone, showing that you've had your vaccination, that you've been tested and you're COVID-free, and that pass will allow you to get on that airplane. And I've been saying for months and months and months, and as you know, and as we've all discussed the fact that the mark of the beast, the Antichrist, that shall step on the scene after the rapture of the church and require that every human being have some type, I'm going to call it for the benefit of linking it, the COVID pass, some kind of pass that would allow you to buy, sell, trade, open your business, or to even survive. In fact, on that early morning news, when they talked about that COVID pass, said that in that COVID pass, it would have your medical information and all the data about you. And then he said, the reporter said, and of course, many people object to this because it is too invasive of our privacy. But that's where we're going, and it's being led by that consortium of medical practitioners, as well as the great pharmaceutical leadership, the pharmaceutical houses in America. And by the way, I'll touch on this at this juncture for your insight and information for our audience. On January the 6th, which will be on a Saturday, here on our campus, we're going to have Dr. Steve Grable. Dr. Steve Grable is a board-certified physician for 30 years. Dr. Grable is going to be doing a seminar, 9:30 till 12:30. It's free of charge. There's no cost for the general public. And he's going to be talking about the mask mandate, the dangers of mask, the vaccination for COVID or any other vaccination, and the horrific danger of having any type of material like that injected into the physical system as to what it does to our DNA and the future, results of it. That's harmful and detrimental for the human body. That's on January the 16th, a Saturday, 9:30 to 12:30, about a 3-4-hour lecture, seminar, PowerPoint presentation that will answer all of our questions. And so let me at this juncture have the privilege of inviting all of our listeners to be here. We'll have donuts and coffee about 9 o'clock, 9:30 the lecture starts, and it'll be free for the general public. And some of our college students will be participating on a credit basis for a seminar. And so I think that it's needful for us to understand the truth of what is taking place and to be able to reject a lie and not allow it to destroy us. But to answer your question more succinctly and wrapping up, yes, I believe we're going to see, if Joe Biden goes into office, God's hand of judgment upon America. We will no longer have borders. We'll no longer have a sovereign nation. We'll no longer have a Bill of Rights. We'll no longer have freedom of religion. We'll no longer have the right to keep and bear arms. We will no longer be the America that we have known for 240 some odd years now. So all I can say is keep on keeping on. Go ahead.
Can I make another comment? Knowing the Bible like you and I and others do, you know, God is very patient, long-suffering. I just keep having the feeling he's going to, for the one last time, he is going to smack the wicked people and evil spirits, and it's going to be a wham, bam. Trump is vindicated and going to serve another term. But if America doesn't be thankful for that and straighten up, then it's over.
It's over. Well, Joseph, you're exactly right, and I take that and say this to you and to each one of our listeners today. It's incumbent upon everyone that's listening to pray seriously. Ask God's divine intervention. Seek God's face and ask God to give us one more reprieve, one more four-year period of time for us to recognize the direction that we need to go in as a nation. I recall when 9/11 took place, up and down I-4 corridor, there were gigantic signs out in the orange groves that says, pray for America, pray, ask God, seek God, etc. Within about 90 days, those signs came down, and about 90 days, it was forgotten. I think that we have forgotten what God has done to try to get our attention, and I believe God will use this to get our attention. It may be the last attempt to get our attention, or it could be simply trying to get our attention now to let us see that it is God that's in control and not we ourselves.
Right. Yes, sir.
Well, brother, thank you so much. Keep on keeping on. Share the good news with others. It's not hopeless. We're not helpless. God is still there. God's still on the throne. He's not sick. He's not on vacation. He's not dead. He's not anemic. He's still alive and well. And it's going to it's calling on, I believe, every child of God, every Christian, to seek God's face and come before his throne in humility and ask him to divinely intervene once again. Thank you so much, Joseph, and God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. What is your opinion? Where do you stand? We're in an election nightmare, and that nightmare is about to be over. And during the course of this nightmare, we're watching, I believe, the hand of God trying to get the attention of the United States of America. We, the people, need to recognize and understand what's on the horizon if we fail to seek God and ask God to give us 4 years of President Donald J. Trump. Now, listen very carefully. There's some that will object to that. There's some preachers that object to that. There's some Christians that say, well, President Trump is not a perfect man. President Trump has a varied, colorful background, et cetera, et cetera, infinitum, et cetera. We had several like John Piper and others during the course of the lead up to November 3rd election that wanted to come up with some of those false, flagrant attitudes that says Christians ought not to vote. Listen, King Cyrus, when he gave the authorization to go back in and rebuild the temple, he was not a perfect man, but God used him, and I believe God has used an imperfect human being called Donald J. Trump to give us the reprieve that we've needed. But if Joe Biden goes in office, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have what is called the immunity passports. Here's an article that says, immunity passports and the peril, excuse me, of conferring coronavirus status. Immunity passports, which would verify whether someone has been infected with COVID-19, could help open up travel, and their deployment raises concerns. Goes further, says the deployment of an immunity passport raises a number of logistical and ethical concerns in the United States. Testing could become a barrier to getting a pass. Diagnostic testing has been limited, and testing of other measures of COVID-19 antibodies are still being developed. Even if testing were universally available, people without antibodies will be shut out of the activities. Listen, shut out of the activities of everyday life, creating a divided landscape of antibody haves and have-nots. In the reality, the access to society with this kind of certification will likely reflect existing systemic biases, corruption, and discrimination in our system. And it goes on and on about a 10-page article about that. Here's an article that says, doctor says CDC should warn people of the side effects from COVID vaccine shots won't be a walk in the park. And it goes on to talk about the difficulties and the dangers of it, and yet it's being touted as being the answer to all of humanity in America and around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, if Joe Biden goes into office, if God does not give us, through his divine intervention, the relief that we need as a nation, it will, in fact, in my most humble opinion, be God's judgment falling upon a nation that said no to God. Let's look at some of the facts, some of the details that I believe should come into focus before January the 6th. The renowned attorney Sidney Powell, for example, says the 2020 election was a masterpiece of deception. That's her statement. Let me read you a brief blurb from the article. Sidney Powell, 2020 election was a masterpiece of deception. The 2020 presidential election was a Machiavellian masterpiece of deception, and now judges are in a rush to move past the disputes, according to one of the top lawyers fighting for the election accuracy and integrity. In fact, this article says, in fact, her multiple lawsuits in various states have contended that there was enough election fraud to steal the election victory from President Donald J. Trump and give it to Joe Biden. And she has hundreds of pages of evidence supporting her contentions. To the fact that almost all of the judges who have ruled on the challenges to the election results have rejected them, she has simply one simple answer. No judge has ever heard the evidence, end quote. Let's pause at that for a moment and understand, ladies and gentlemen, that these judges have not all collaborated together. They've not colluded to make these decisions. But in fact, all of them, state judges, appeals judges, federal judges, and even the U.S. Supreme Court justices have determined that they're not going to listen to the facts. They're not going to listen to the evidence. They're just simply shutting out the potentiality of hearing a case and ruling on a case. Now, it begs to be asked and demands to be answered, how is this so? Why is it so? It's because of the supernatural, unholy, demonic powers that's in control of much of what we're seeing take place. And let me just simply say this, ladies and gentlemen, only way that's possible is for God to allow it. And if God allows it, it's because God is readying himself for the judgment on the United States of America. This article further says, for them to dismiss our cases and any bias is absolutely ridiculous, on any basis is absolutely ridiculous. We have just an extraordinary volume of evidence that you wouldn't even put in the complaint stage of a normal case. She said the election outcome has become a masterful Machiavellian scheme. The secrets column reported this week that she released 270 pages in a catalog of evidence of election fraud that she has assembled so far. She and other lawyers in the fight are urging President Trump or other officials to seize the election machines and the ballots in several states they allege utilized fraud to reach the voter totals. Further, she says, Powell has been under verbal assault herself for her actions in trying to secure the truth about the election. Ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to my introductory thoughts and a brief monologue each morning on this broadcast. It is the truth factor. They are rejecting and refusing to hear the truth in relationship to what has taken place in this election. And some of the things are just horrific. Here's an article that says, Pennsylvania lawmakers find there were more votes than voters. What do you do, going back now to the premise that this will ultimately be decided on January the 6th of 2021, when the electoral votes are counted? Vice President Pence will be the one that be in charge of the counting. And then it is open for a rejection or refusal or dialogue and discussion in the joint session of the House and Senate. How do you deal with the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that, for example, this article states Pennsylvania lawmakers, this was dated December the 29th, this article, Pennsylvania lawmakers find there were more votes than voters in Pennsylvania. State lawmakers in Pennsylvania have discovered a serious problem with the 2020 presidential election. And by the way, let me just pause to say that the Electoral College votes in Pennsylvania have been certified by the election officials and by Governor Wolf in the state of Pennsylvania, saying that they were correct. And they're not. This article is clear evidence of it. There were more votes than voters, this article continues. A report posted online, the lawmakers explain how they did extensive analysis of the election data. What they found were troubling discrepancies between the number of total votes counted and the total number of voters who voted in the 2020 general election. They are now questioning how the results of the presidential election could possibly ever have been certified by the Secretary of the Commonwealth, Kathy Brockvar, and Governor Tom Wolf. The report explained a comparison of official county election. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. It should cause great consternation on the part of we the people as to what is going to be the outcome in the counting of the electoral votes January the 6th. Here's why. The report said a comparison of official county election results to the total of voters who voted on November the 3rd, 2020, as recorded by the Department of State, shows that, listen, 6,962,607 total ballots were reported as being cast. The system records indicates that only 6,760,230 total voters actually voted. Among the 6,962,607 total ballots cast. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, there was a difference. Listen, there was a difference of 202,377 more votes cast than voters that were there to be voting. This article says the results is in a difference of 202,377 more votes cast than voters voting. Now, how do you have more votes cast than you have people voting? It's simply because fraudulent, phony, farcical, illegal votes were cast that were not legitimate and not legal. It goes on to say in this, that with the 31,547 over and under votes means an alarming discrepancy of 170,830 votes, which is more than twice the reported statewide difference between the two major candidates for president of the United States. Despite the evidence of representation of the facts in conflict, the votes were certified as the election results, and Governor Wolf issued a certification of ascertainment of the presidential electors, stating that Vice President Joe Biden received 80,555 more votes than President Donald J. Trump, according to the certification report. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an impossibility. And when you take that potentiality across the nation, and then especially focusing on the battleground states, Wisconsin, Nevada, Georgia, Pennsylvania, etc., we need to understand that the election was stolen. There's an attempt to steal this election. And again, I go back to the premise, if God allows it, if it is sustained, and if Joe Biden is elected, we will be watching the hand of God in an unmistakable fashion as he judges America for our turning our backs on God and rejecting the lordship of Jesus Christ as a nation. Here's an article that says, Pennsylvania certified results found an error by more than 200,000 votes. And it's a recap very similar to the previous article. They're more than twice the difference between President Donald J. Trump and Joe Biden. A group of Pennsylvania Republican lawmakers released this statement today. Quote, a group of state lawmakers performing extensive analysis of the election data today revealed troubling discrepancies between the number of total votes counted and the total number of voters who voted in the 2020 election. And as a result, they're questioning how the results of the presidential election could possibly have been certified by the Secretary of State and by the Governor, Tom Wolf. These findings are in addition to prior concerns regarding actions by the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, the Secretary of State, and others impacting the conduct of this election. And it goes on to talk about how the election was certified and it was done in a fallacious, fraudulent fashion. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's important to understand because we've had the other states, state of Georgia, Nevada, Wisconsin, et cetera, they've certified their votes. So the question begs to be asked and demands to be answered. How will that be resolved on January the 6th of 2021? And it will be resolved on the basis when those numbers are counted, when those Vice President Pence will stand publicly. He will open those results, those certified electoral votes. He will read them out. After all the states have been read out, then it will be open for dialogue, discussion, debate, or objection from the combined House and the Senate as they meet. And if anyone, doesn't have to be a dozen, doesn't have to be two dozen, but if anyone of the House members or the Senate members object to that being certified as the final count, then that opens Pandora's box. That literally opens and triggers that which is constitutional for them to determine then, will this be legitimate or will it be illegitimate? And ladies and gentlemen, this is where we ought to be praying today. We need to be seeking God's face and asking God to intervene on January the 6th, 2021, as those votes are read out and as Vice President Pence reads them out. And when that's completed, we need to be praying and asking God to divinely intervene and motivate our representatives. We already have several representatives, Republican representatives, say they are going to openly object. We've had very few, I think less than a half dozen senators that say that they will object, but it takes only one. And so pray that there'll be, right now, pray, our prayer ought to be, God put a spine in the backbone of the Republican House and Senate members that will make them stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen to salvage this election so that President Donald J. Trump will be sworn in on January the 20th of 2021 for another 4 years of God's divine intervention in the preservation of America. As we enter into this new year, as we are prone to say, Happy New Year, have a blessed, joyous New Year. Ladies and gentlemen, that will not be possible from the human standpoint lest we pray and ask God to intervene and to give us victory in this election that is before us. We have people across America, attorney generals, that's trying to intervene and destroy the potentiality. Here's an article that says, lesbian attorney general is going to punish any lawyer that's challenging this election. Notice again how it's the combination of what I call demonic activity. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a demonic battle. This is a spiritual demonic battle that we see taking place. And we need to pray and ask God to intervene. This article says the top law enforcement officer in the state of Michigan is looking to punish any lawyer who has challenged the results of the 2020 presidential election, claiming the lawsuits include intentional misrepresentations. Attorney General Dana Nassel, a Democrat and open lesbian, says she'll pursue action against attorneys who filed voter fraud lawsuits and claims that the Dominion voting system machines were electronically switching votes intended for President Trump to voters to vote for former Vice President Joe Biden. And she goes on to talk about how she's going to file suit against any, and all of those attorneys that have done so have been legitimate claims, legitimate complaints about the Dominion voting machines. We've talked about those voting machines. We've talked about what they have done in relationship to the overthrow of this election. Here's an article that says, judge dismisses Sidney Powell's Georgia lawsuit. The federal judge in Georgia dismissed the election-related lawsuit brought by Sidney Powell, arguing the plaintiffs have no standing. Ladies and gentlemen, I could read the balance of the article, but the whole point being, whether it's the state cases in the courts, with the state courts, the appeals judges, and the federal courts of the U.S. Supreme Court, they're simply claiming no standing. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not one thing in the Constitution that allows the judges to claim no standing, not having standing. That means you don't have a legitimate reason for the complaint to be filed. It's simply a crock. It's a cop-out. It is a false claim in order for them not to hear a case. So, again, it goes back to where we ought to be today. We need to understand that if Joe Biden goes in, ladies and gentlemen, it will trigger what I call the eschatological future of the world, with the Antichrist stepping on the scene. And what we see Biden wanting to do and wanting to inculcate is a foreshadowing of what the Antichrist will do after the rapture of the church and after he takes total demand and total control over this old world. You won't be able to buy, sell, trade. You won't be able to fly an airplane. You won't be able to go anyplace without having that pass, that mark, that identification that allows you to do so. So we need to pray, ladies and gentlemen. Let me say this to you. If you do not hear this voice again for the next day or so, Happy New Year. God bless you, and may you have a blessed, joyous New Year. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
And president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.